Hey, what's up?
I'm just curious to know, was it weird coming back this first time?
No, it feels totally normal. I mean, I haven't really been gone, so.
True.
I missed one race.
Cole Pern's been gone for a while, so what's it feel like to have him back on running your show?
It was exactly like it's always been. We didn't miss a beat. He's already complaining about inspection, about the rules. What are we doing? Why are we doing this? I can't believe you got me to come back here and do this. So he's right back on track.
Are you complaining about this rule of the provisional that Elio gets? But
no. I haven't talked about that with anyone. That is what it is. I don't make the rules.
Does it feel different coming back knowing that this is, I don't know, you may do more races, but this is kind of a one-off versus, you know, whatever it's like to start a long season and all of that? Does it feel any different getting ready for this race in the way you are?
Yeah, I mean, not so much as getting ready for it. Like, we kind of prepare, I guess, all the same and things like that. But, you know, I know when I leave here, I don't have to worry about, you know, where I'm at in points or just anything like that. There's no repercussions, right? It's just have fun, hopefully have a great race, hopefully have a shot at winning this race for the first time. That's the whole reason to do it. And really nothing else matters. So it's kind of fun. It's, you know, feels more old school. Like, you know, each race has its own, and, you know, the rest of the year doesn't matter. This has nothing to do with that. So it's a little different there, but at the same time, you're like, all right, we got to make the race first. So that's a different feeling because we haven't done that since 2005, I guess. I haven't had to do that. So qualifying is way more important. Usually you come down here like, yeah, qualifying in the duels, whatever, it is what it is. You know, you start where you start. But now it's important. So a little more nervous, I guess, on, you know, early in the week than usual.
How much do you feel you control whether you make the race or not?
In the duels, not a lot, I guess, but tonight a lot. I mean, the team spent a lot of time on the car, and hopefully they've got it dialed in to where we can you know, lay down a fast enough speed tonight to be locked in. That would be the perfect scenario, but if not, we'll just go race and do what we know how to do. And, you know, as we know, with speedway racing, a lot can happen. So, you know, we'll try to put ourselves in the best position we can and not make any mistakes, and usually that's the best way to get there, but there's no guarantees.
Like you said, you haven't had to do this in 20 years, since 05, so how stressful does it make it?
I don't know. I'm not sure yet. Talk to me tomorrow. You know, one step at a time. I don't like to look too far ahead. I'm worried about qualifying. I got that in the brain, what I need to do. And, you know, and then if that doesn't go the way we want it to, then we'll switch gears and worry about tomorrow. But I think I've got enough experience with this car and knowing, you know, kind of how it plays out to do what it takes tomorrow night. But you just never know what could happen. You know, with this type of racing, a lot can happen, especially with just a simple green flag pit stop, you know. Yeah, so that could really mix things up a lot.
How does it feel to put the number 56 back out there?
Feels great. That was the first thing I asked for, I think, when we put the deal together. I was like, can I pick the number? Because this was obviously the number I grew up racing with, and it's special to me. So it's fun to see it back out there in this series, and especially here at Daytona.
Is it harder to see your dad, like, to see it?
No, I mean, I don't know about harder, but probably means more, probably hits home more, you know, with me, of just what it means to us and our family. And, you know, a lot of people are going to be excited to see it out there. Everything I've ever learned, you know, was from him. And, you know, he was my hero growing up and still is. So, you know, he made a lot of things happen for me, taught me a lot of things with racing, and really the opportunity to get here and be able to do what I've accomplished is all, you know, because of him and his sacrifices. So hopefully we'll go win this thing for him on Sunday. I mean, I have to say yes. I mean, I don't see any other – I really don't understand it. You know, I don't see a reason why, you know, he should be in the race and Jimmy Johnson shouldn't be, you know. So it's a little weird to me, but I don't make the rules, so I just come here and race.
Do you feel
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Do you know a lot of the guys?
I do. I do. I know a lot of them. Yeah, a lot of good guys have been around a while. So I'm sure they're happy to race and not be stuck in the shop all week. It's always fun. Get out. And then they don't have to worry about going, you know, any more, you know, many more times this year. Just go have some fun. So it's a fun group.
Is it fair to say this is something, I don't know, nagging at you sounds too strong, but I mean, how important is it for you to get that Daytona 500 victory? You've already accomplished so many other things, but I mean, how big was it that you said, yeah, I want to take another shot at this?
I mean, I think in the grand scheme of things, this is probably the easiest one to do as far as, you know, being a driver in the series. And you couldn't do a one-off and go to Richmond or Dover or somewhere and expect to have a chance to win, honestly. I mean, it's just not really feasible. And with the way it works with the team and how fast things change, and you got to be on the newest stuff, and you got to have that team chemistry and that notebook going all the time. And, you know, so speedway racing is really the best opportunity, I feel like, to come out and have a true shot, you know, at winning. So, I mean, I think that's why guys do it. That's why I wanted to do it. And especially because it's the Daytona 500, and it's such a big race, such a big deal. And to have the opportunity to come here and with a great team and a great car and have a shot, you know, we have a good a shot as anyone to win as long as we get in it. So if you're in it, you can win it. I've always said that. And, you know, one of these days I'm going to be right about it. Yeah. I think we can tonight, but it's so hard to know anymore what, you know, what everyone has. If we all went out and did a qualifying run today, you could pretty much bet on it being the same. There's not a lot of tricks with these cars, I don't think, as far as, you know, from practice to qualifying or, you know, like there used to be when guys changed motors and oil and all kinds of stuff. And it was like, wow, where'd that speed come from? So it's a little more straightforward, but, yeah, I mean, thinking back last year, like Talladega 2, we were really slow qualifying, but I think they put in a lot of work in the off season, especially at TRD, to be better. And our speed looked pretty decent today, but you never know. So, yeah, hopefully we can do it tonight, but you never know, I guess.
What's the feeling coming here not being possible? It's been a long time.
Yeah, 20 years. So it's a little different, but, yeah, it's just a race, so we'll go out and do our best. Well, I was a lot more nervous than I am now, of course, and, you know, was trying to make my first one, and I think we ran fourth in our duel, so it turned out pretty well, but I was definitely a lot more nervous and really, you know, way less experience, and you're racing against some big names. It was pretty crazy.
Is not having those nerves just a product of been there, done that over the last 20 years?
Yeah, 100%. It's been great. I have zero complaints. Yeah, zero. Yeah, yeah. It's nice to wake up every day and be like, yeah, what do I want to do today? You know, and not looking at my schedule saying how many days, you know, do I have off? When do I have to leave? Where am I going next? It's been good.
So you just wake up and go like, I wonder what I want to do today?
Yep. Nobody tells me what I have to do anymore. I don't, none. Yeah, I'm going to do something. I don't know what yet, but we'll see.
So I was curious on the note, Doc. You don't have a free offer.
Thanks.
You do whatever you want. Like, every year before Daytona, Johnny takes people out on the lake.
Yeah.
Have you done that yet? Any other
before? I have the Darrell Gwynn fishing tournament Friday morning, so I'll do that. That's all I have planned for fishing this week, but I'll be in Florida the rest of the winter, so I'll be fishing a lot.
I know you're a racer. You always want to go out and perform. But with this being a one-off, not having to worry about the rest of the season, you know, can you leave here, I don't want to say content, but at least not stressing over it if for some reason Thursday night or tonight doesn't work out? Or is it going to eat?
I don't really want to even think about that right now. It's going to – yeah, it'll suck. You still want to do good. You still want to win. I mean, I want a shot to win Sunday night. That's what I'm looking forward to. So, anything less than that would be a disappointment. Sixteen, yeah.
In 16, you're in the photo finish at Hamlin, where a foot or maybe less kept you from all day to 500. If you had had that little bit of distance to win that race, do you think you could be here today coming out of retirement for a shot?
Probably.
Yeah?
I think so, yeah.
So it's not built on trying to just check that box?
No. No, this was just the next race and one of the easier ones to put together, so... yeah, like I said, I don't even know if I'd announced retirement yet, and I already was like planning to run this. So it just the way it worked out, you know, surrounded by great people, and you know, Johnny loves Daytona, Johnny loves this race, and we just started talking about it as I was talking about retirement with him, and we're like, yeah, let's do it. So it happened pretty quick. Yeah, but I mean, we've gotten a lot of help from Gibbs, so some familiar faces, and you know, Cole coming back out of retirement, that's been fun so far, and yeah, it's going to be a fun week hanging out with him and going through all that too. So yeah, so far it's been all good. A lot of good guys.
Do you feel like next week will be the true test when the schedule goes on, and this will be your first race when you're, I mean, obviously the Clash, but your first race in however many years that you are not racing on a weekend where everybody else is? Do you plan on watching it? What's the plan for it?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure I'll watch some. You know, it won't be like, no, guys, I can't go do that because I'm going to sit home and watch the race. But, I mean, I will watch races. I love racing. I love watching. I watched the Clash. Honestly, I was glad I wasn't there. Just being honest, there's going to be some races I'll miss when I do watch them, I'm sure. And not sure how many that'll be, but I look forward to doing some more racing throughout the summer. So we'll see how that goes.
So clearly you guys don't have a fear for speed. What is one fear you have?
Well, I love the water. I love fishing. I love bow hunting. And I really want to be like do more diving and spear fishing, but I hate sharks and I hate barracuda. So, you know, I've done some snorkeling and stuff, and they kind of freak me out, and I don't like it. So I guess that's one thing. Sharks, I don't like sharks.
What would it mean for you to knowing that this is pretty much all eggs in one basket to win one for Toyota, especially that you came this close to 16 and also doing it for a team that has had success in the Truck Series but now going to give this a go?
It'd be huge. I mean, honestly, it'd be a huge accomplishment for the team, obviously, and for Toyota and all they've done for me throughout my career. They've been awesome partners. We've done a lot of special things together, and this would be another one to add to the list. So we'll do all we can.
What has made the dynamic of you and Cole been so successful? Because people talk about parity, but in the times that you worked with him, there were instances where you just ran away with it with dominance and also the margin of victory being in double digits.
Yeah, we had a special crew, you know, we had a special group of guys, and, you know, Cole's approach and mine are similar. You know, we work hard, we don't sweat about the small stuff, and try to enjoy it along the way, so it always just seemed to click, and, you know, he was a great leader of the team. He was fun, but also very strict. You know, if you screwed up, he let you know no matter how good of friends you were, and that's how our relationship was, too, and that's why it worked. Thanks.